It is time to go in the community now, brought to you by ATB Financial. Minor hockey season is almost over, but there's still time for you to go to atb.com/homeice and nominate your Home Ice Hero. They could get $5,000 for all of the hard work they do to help keep hockey going in your local rink. That's atb.com. Well, she has been a very successful coach for a long time, and the no surprise, University of Alberta Pandas volleyball team, once again, one of the best in the nation. Lori Eisler joins us. Lori, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Jason.
This might be a strange question, but how does the motivation come from you every year, you know, when you have a different group where you're always at the top? Because I think it's sometimes harder to maintain being at the top all the time.
Well, I can tell you it's not easy. But the motivation honestly comes from just the hunger in the athletes' eyes. They want it so bad, and, you know, you really want to help them get to where they want to go, right? So we've got a couple fifth-year athletes that this is their last crack at it, so we're all pretty fired up for this next couple of weeks.
Now, Laura, you're not old by any stretch, but the game, you know, new athletes come in, and even in five-year spans or 10 years, the athletes change. How have you evolved over time as a coach to ensure that you can still adapt and connect with your young players?
Well, to be honest, probably the best thing I did was have children. My kids are teenagers now, so they're, you know, pretty close in age with the athletes that I'm coaching. And I think it helps for me to see the athletes from a different perspective, being a parent and having kids in sport. And just understanding sort of their generation. So that's helped. I think you just really got to work hard at developing a relationship with this generation of athlete, because it isn't like it was in the 80s. And I appreciate you saying that I'm not old, but some days I really feel like it when I think back to how things have changed over the years.
Well, they definitely haven't. One of the big ones, I'm sure, is communication. I'm guessing a lot of the kids on the team would like you to communicate with them via text.
Yeah, we do text. I'm on Twitter now. I'm trying to get up to their speed, but at the same time, I think a lot of the conversations we need to have really have to be had face-to-face.
Yep.
And, you know, it'd be nice maybe for the athlete to deal with me more through their cell phone, but it just doesn't work that way in the real world.
No, I think it's a great message for the young generation that, well, you might feel more comfortable on your phone. That's not the best form of actual communication.
Well, I'm not sure if it is even classified as communication. I think it's relaying a message, but there's a lot of communication getting missed in that. So it's important. It's character development. It's being able to really, you know, have the courage to be able to speak your mind and maybe get a response that you didn't expect or you didn't like and having to deal with it.
Lori Eisler joins us. Pandas in action this weekend, volleyball. Now, you're taking on the Mount Royal Cougars, mm-hmm. and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if necessary, down at the gym. It'll be a packed house. I love volleyball all the time, but playoffs are obviously an even better atmosphere. How have you matched up against the Cougars this year?
Well, we haven't played them since the Halloween weekend. We went down to their place and beat them, I think it was 3-0, 3-1. I think both teams have changed a lot since then. They've really put together a nice second half of their season, and they're going to present a lot of challenges to us for sure.
Your fifth year, and every year I guess that's the one advantage, that every year you always have some players graduating. It's their last opportunity to win a national championship, and you know they want that. That the young ones, the younger players, I guess, try to rally around that. Are your 5-year veterans usually, Lori, kind of the vocal leaders of your team?
Not necessarily. I think it very much depends on personality, and I'd say this year as well, they're not really the vocal leaders, but they lead by example and with their passion. I mean, it's their urgency to get it done now. I think the others want to win real bad as well, and frankly, they want to do it for themselves as much as they do for others. But you know, the fifth years have that. They've seen a lot. They've experienced a lot. A lot of it hasn't been great. It hasn't been successful, and they want to do something about it now.
You've had a very successful season overall, 31-7. You're 20-4 in conference play. So, you know, not much to critique when you look at the standings of your team, Lori. But as a coach, I'm sure there's elements that – what do you like about your team going in? What areas do you feel that you're functioning on all cylinders right now heading into the playoffs?
Well, we've made some significant changes to our offense over the last month, and it's really starting to come along, and we're excited to see it, how it's going to hold up against some of the better teams in our conference the next couple of weeks and then in the country. You know, there's always things that you got to be getting better at, and at the end of the day in volleyball, it comes down to, you know, can you serve well enough to get your opponent out of system, and can you pass well enough that you can actually run your offense? So, you know, in all of the complexity, there is also the simplicity of the serve and pass game.
Now, when you're changing an offense in volleyball, are we talking, you know, you're changing from which side of the floor you want the hits coming from, or is it personnel? How do you change your offense in volleyball during a season?
Yeah, it's kind of the where you want to attack the opponent from.
Okay.
So we did. It was a bit of a personnel change, not in who was on the court, but where they are attacking from. And then, you know, systematically how we make that work and in different situations. So it wasn't a massive change. It's something we've been working on for a couple of years, but felt that we're finally at a point, our athletes are at a point right now where this is the best system for them.
Do systems vary a lot at CIS, like from your team to Mount Royal to other teams? Are there distinct differences in systems?
Yeah, I would say so. I think there's kind of a clumping of systems. There's teams that play very, very simple, but they do the simple things really, really well.
Okay.
And there's other teams, I would say, that we're more in the category of complexity. And sometimes we'll break down because of the complexity, we might make a mistake. But at the same time, we can attack a team in a lot of different ways.
In hockey, we've seen the game, unfortunately, become much more defensive due to positioning and everything else. In volleyball, has the game changed at all? Like, when I go watch it, and, you know, I'll probably kind of consider myself still a very beginner when it comes to understanding the complexities of volleyball. When every time I go watch it, I always find I'm entertained by it. It seems to be a lot more offensive than it is defensive. Is that accurate, or has people tried to bring more of a defensive focus to volleyball?
Well, I mean, we did have a change in the volleyball, which literally changed our game, which made it a more of a defensive game, a little bit more difficult for us to offensively to put a ball away. So the rallies are a little bit longer in the women's game. It had gone very, very offensive, and just the change in the volleyball made it a little bit easier to defend. I would say that the size of the athletes is probably the biggest thing that's changed over the years. We may not be as technically sound, might not have as good ball control as the athletes about 10, 15, 20 years ago, but they're so powerful. They hit at such a high angle above the net and with so much power that it's made blocking much more important. And if you can touch a ball in the backcourt, it's kind of a bonus. So, you know, the players like a Jessie Niles, who's our libero or defensive specialist, when you have someone special like that that can dig up, you know, a hitter with no block and keep that ball off the floor, it really, really helps your chances.
Now, libero, is that a new term?
Well, it's been around since about 2000. There's about four different ways of saying the word. You might hear libero or libero, but it's a player that essentially is a free substitution, but they can only play in the backcourt.
Okay. Because obviously there shows my lack of in-depth volleyball knowledge, because I'd seen the term, but I was like, I don't really understand what that position is. Okay, so I appreciate the explanation on it. Now, why did the ball change? Is it not as strong now? So when you hit it, it's allowing the defense to return it, or it doesn't go as fast? What did the ball change to make the game a bit more defensive?
It's a little bit easier to dig in that if you touch it, it slows down.
Oh.
It's harder to hit with more pace. So what it changed, like most things in international sport, it changed because men's volleyball needed a change at the international level. So it changed at the international level because they changed it for the men. They made the same change for the women. It trickled all the way down to CIS. We use it because it's the ball that our national team will use if they play at the international level. So, it's changed the game significantly. The other thing, I don't know if they really planned on, but it floats like crazy. So it's really made the serving game challenging for the passers, but a lot of fun to be a server now because the ball really moves a lot.
Okay, so almost like you can have a curveball a bit, you know, a lot of the I guess you have specialist servers now.
Well, it's like a knuckleball, actually. It'll move side to side. It's always moved side to side, but what it's doing now is it'll just drop out, or it'll catch an air current and really drift high out the back.
Lori Eisler joins us. She is the head coach of the Pandas volleyball. That they are in action down at the U of A this Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, Sunday, taking on Mount Royal. You've had such a successful season again, Lori. Playoffs never get old. How do you keep your group calm, or did you depend it from year to year on a group? Do sometimes you like to get a group maybe more fired up depending on the personalities?
Yeah, I think from my experience, it's more about keeping calm and just trusting that we've worked all year for this time and we're prepared. And, you know, we work just as hard for a league game in our preparation as we will for playoffs. So it's trying to stay in the same routine. And for sure, it feels different. I mean, I personally didn't sleep real well last night. And, you know, the anxiety levels increased. But when it gets closer to game time, things will start feeling more normal.
Do you have game day traditions that you abide by all the time?
Well, I definitely nap. There's a sort of the routine that I think as teams that we try to really respect our routines, and they really are helpful come playoff time because it helps make things feel normal. And from a coaching standpoint, there's things that I like to do that just help me in my preparation.
And one last one, Lori. In volleyball with the court, and obviously there's home court advantage mm-hmm. when you have the crowd for sure, but does the court matter really where you play ultimately, do you find, in volleyball?
Oh, it makes a massive difference.
Okay.
Because of the ball moving, and so the air currents in each gym are different. So the ball in the serving and receiving game, if you know your court, you have a distinct advantage. And, I mean, most athletes now, you know, if they're senior players on the court, they've played in our gym, and so it gets neutralized a little bit. But Certainly I think our athletes feel very comfortable in our own gym.
Well, Lori, continued success. Best of luck. I know it'll be a full house down at the U of A this weekend. Playoffs going on, a lot of different sports. Should be a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Really appreciate it.
Lori Eisler, longtime coach, very successful coach for the Pandas volleyball program.